Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 24 says, the last part says, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The foolishness of fools is folly. And today what we want to do is we want to talk about the foolishness of fools. You see, every child starts out from childhood with a fair amount of foolishness in him. Look at Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15, the Bible says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So every one of us starts out with some foolishness in him. It's bound in the heart of a child. Now the Lord gives parents instruction on how to deal with this foolishness. The verse goes on to say, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Now that's it's a painful way to have to deal with that foolishness, but it is a biblical way, and the idea is it takes something like that correction to move that child away from the foolishness and to move that foolishness away from the child. See, the idea is to drive this foolishness away from children so that they learn to respect and obey God-given authority. See, ultimately, that's where the problem lies. There's that deep-seated rebellion. So the correction teaches the child to respect and obey God-given authority, and in doing so, drives that foolishness away from the child. You see, from these authorities, these God-given authorities, children learn wisdom. Who are these authorities? Well, they're the Lord. That's one of the authorities, number one on the whole list. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So there's your number one authority right there, the Lord. And the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So you want your child to turn to the Lord and recognize him as the authority and the source of wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That's James chapter 1, verse 5. So it's tough, I understand that, but it's right. Turn them toward the authority that gives them the wisdom. Parents, are a source of wisdom for their children. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. You see that wisdom that's in there? That authority that's in there? So a child starts out with foolishness. And God gives you, as a parent, this rod of correction to deal with that foolishness so that they turn away from the foolishness and turn toward their God-given authority. The Lord, you, their parents, look, the Bible. You want them to turn toward that. Proverbs chapter 22, it's amazing how easily children can accept the truth of and memorize the Bible. Proverbs chapter 22, look at verse 17. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? Look at that. The Bible written, excellent things in counsels and knowledge, the certainty of the words of truth. What do you say? Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. Listen, you want your children to turn to the Lord, to turn to you, their parents, to turn to the Bible, to respect and obey their pastor who is entrusted by the Lord to feed you and to feed your children. 1 Peter chapter 5, look at verses 1 and 2. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So they ought to have a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching pastor who will feed them, take the oversight thereof, and give them the instruction of the words of God. And then they should learn to respect and obey their godly teachers. Turn to Proverbs chapter 5. Here you're listening to a young man speak in Proverbs chapter 5 who says, verse 12 and 13, "How have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me." See, those teachers were given to him, but he wouldn't obey them, wouldn't take their instruction, wouldn't take their reproof. So, the idea with children then is to drive foolishness away from them so they can learn to respect and obey their God-given authorities and learn from these authorities the wisdom that they can glean from the Lord, from their parents, from the Bible, from their pastor, and from godly teachers. You know, as they grow up then, children should put away childish things and walk in truth. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul said in verse 11, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child." And that's what you expect from children. But he said, "When I became a man, I put away childish things." John said in 3 John 4, that is his third epistle, in verse 4, he said this, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Oh, isn't that something? Well, how did they get to that point where they're walking in truth if they started out in foolishness? They followed the Bible and followed the biblical pattern for rearing children and turning them in toward these authorities and toward the wisdom that comes from following these authorities. Now, there are some things that reinforce childish foolishness, and we have to be careful with these things. The first of these is foolish friends. Go back to Proverbs. We're obviously looking at a lot of things in Proverbs today, but the idea is we recognize that there is foolishness of fools, and we don't want to be fools, and we don't want our children to grow up to be fools, and so here's what you do. You follow what we've seen so far and then recognize there are some things that reinforce childish foolishness. And one of them is foolish friends. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise," watch it, "but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Now, it's an amazing thing, but I think back on my childhood friends, and you can think back on your childhood friends, and we sort of gravitate to those who cut up and do foolish things. Got to be careful with that. Because he that walketh with a companion of fools, that is, shall be destroyed. Be careful with their friends. Secondly, somebody else that can reinforce their foolishness would be foolish professors. Just because a person is a professor and is licensed to teach and is degreed to teach doesn't necessarily mean that this professor is going to be preaching or teaching the truth. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Watch it. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. There are a lot of people who are teaching today, but what they're teaching is foolishness. And so you got to be careful with that, because a foolish professor can reinforce foolishness that's in the heart of a child and actually assist that child in becoming a fool. I'll tell you somebody else you need to be watchful for is foolish women. Foolish women. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, and notice in verse 13, and this is contrasted with wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 13, a foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, there's a foolish person. She saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. You've got to be careful with foolish women, foolish friends, foolish professors, and also foolish media. Foolish media. And man, there is so much of that today. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14 says, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Watch it. But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. There's social media, and then there's all these other media outlets. They could be on television, could be on radio, could be on the internet, could be in printed publication. Nevertheless, there's a lot of foolish media. And if a person gravitates toward foolish media, they're going to repeat, see, the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. They're going to repeat what they've been told and mimic what they've heard and say stupid things. I was talking to a young man recently, and he said that he had his DNA tested, you know, to see, it's one of those genealogy things, see about his ancestors and so forth. And he said, the amazing thing in my test is that I tested 97% Neanderthal. When I heard that, I said, wait a minute, 97% Neanderthal. I knew his lineage, and up in his great-grandparents, there were some Indians. I said, did they find any Indian blood? No, there wasn't any of that in there, but they sure found that 97% Neanderthal. I said, now, what are you talking about? Well, many, many years ago, Neanderthal bred with humans, and so you still see that line. And I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. In four generations or five, all the Native American blood is gone. You can't even see it in the genetics. And yet this Neanderthal is 97%, and how many millions of years ago was that supposed to have happened? And I thought to myself, there is a perfect example of foolishness, a mouth feeding on foolishness. Now, we can help young people, and we can help our children by helping them to choose wise friends, and by pointing out the foolishness of foolish professors, and by steering them away from foolish women, and by limiting their exposure to foolish media. Now, there's hope for a young fool if he'll follow Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6. What does that say? Proverbs 9, 6 says, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. That is, a person gets to a place where he makes a conscious decision, or she makes a conscious decision and says, that's foolishness, and I'm not going that way. I am forsaking the foolish, and I'm going to live. I'm going to go in the way of understanding. Now, children don't make that decision, and that's why you help them make that with the rod of correction and by helping them get under the proper biblical authority in their lives. All right, now once a young fool looks at this situation and says, okay, I've got to forsake the foolish and live, there's hope. And here's what he does. He needs to be of an understanding heart, first of all. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, you simple, understand wisdom, you fools. You see, wisdom is talking to fools. He's saying you can do something about your foolishness. You fools, be ye of an understanding heart. See that? Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. They're all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him are them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. So what's he saying? Wisdom, or she's saying, wisdom is speaking to the simple, speaking to fools, and says, listen, be ye of an understanding heart. In other words, listen to what I'm saying. Hear. And I'm going to speak truth. I'm going to speak excellent things, and you're going to be able to understand them. And then follow them. So if a young fool forsakes the foolish to live, then he needs to be of an understanding heart and take what instruction is being given and follow that when it's wisdom and when it's true and when it's excellent. He needs to walk with wise men. We've already seen that in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. So he needs to walk with wise men. He needs to hear counsel and receive instruction. Look in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 19, look at verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, most people don't want to listen to counsel because that's somebody else telling you how to do it right. And the nature of young men is not, or young women, is not to receive counsel and to follow that counsel. But he says, if you'll do that, if you'll receive the instruction, there's wisdom in that, and you'll be wise in your latter end. Most people want to prove that they already know what to do. They're not teachable. But be teachable. All right? And then he needs to read, believe, and walk in God's words. You knew it would come to that, of course, but look in Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, look at verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Need to read, believe, and walk in God's words. And then finally, a young fool that is forsaking foolishness to live needs to fear God. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See that? He needs to fear God. So those are great instructions. In other words, a child may not have been reared properly, may have grown up with some of that foolishness, may have walked with foolish friends, may have been misled by a foolish woman, may have been under the teaching of foolish professors, may have attended to foolish media, and then one day said, you know, well, this is craziness. I need to forsake the foolish and live. Good, then be of an understanding heart. Changed. Quit walking with fools. Start walking with wise men. Go seek out some good counsel and receive that instruction. Do what it says. Read, believe, walk in God's words, and fear God. And that will change you. Now, if he doesn't forsake the foolish, you know what he's going to do? He's going to grow up to be a fool. You say, well, how will I know that? You know when a person is a fool by listening to him or listening to her talk. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23, listen to what it says. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Look at Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15 at verse 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. You know how you're dealing with a fool? Just listen to him talk. If what he says doesn't line up with the Bible, it doesn't mean that he has to be quoting Bible. It just means that what the Bible says that's true, what he's saying is lining up with the truth of the Word of God. If what he says doesn't line up with the truth of the Bible, you know something? You're dealing with a fool. For example, and this is just a smidgen of the foolishness that's out there, but most of what is published regarding climate, most of what is published regarding nutrition, most of what is published regarding the origin of the universe is pure foolishness. Absolutely. Why? Well, there's some good reasons for it, but generally speaking, there's already this decision to go contrary to the Bible. And then if you want to be promoted in those industries, nutrition, climate, science, dealing with the origin of the universe, then you're going to have to go along with the party line, so to speak. If you want the grant money for research, if you want the promotion, if you want the recognition, the ability to publish articles, then you're going to have to agree with what's out there, and if what's out there doesn't agree with the Bible, you're in trouble. Because all that stuff is foolishness. The Bible tells you the absolute truth about all three of these: climate, nutrition, the origin of the universe. It's all in the book. And that's just an example, three examples. There are many others. You got to be very careful with things these days. Just because somebody has a lot of degrees, has a lot of money, and has a lot of recognition doesn't mean that he knows anything about the truth at all. And certainly you know he doesn't if what he's saying is contrary to what this book says. Now listen, there is hope for a fool only if he will turn at the Lord's reproof. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1 and look at verses 22 and 23. Again, the Lord is talking to fools. He says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." Now, if a fool will stop and turn at the Lord's reproof, there's hope. But you have to be very careful if you're the one dealing with him. You have to be very careful to follow what the Lord says when you're dealing with him. I mean, for instance, if he's a scorner, you're not going to make any headway with him. Why? Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. "He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. He that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee." You try to reprove a scorner, he's going to shame you, he's going to hit you, he's going to hate you. That's what goes on a lot of these people that like to get on the internet and debate each other about all these things. A lot of it is nothing more than dealing with scorners. You got to be careful with that. I mean, really and truly, if he hasn't turned after the first and second admonition, you ought to reject him. That's what Paul wrote to Titus. He said it very plainly. "A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject." Just be done with him. I mean, you got to be careful, because if you keep dealing with him, you're going to end up just like him. You say, "Well, there's no way." Oh, there's a way. Proverbs chapter 26. Look at verse 4. "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him." You start wanting to win the argument so much, you resort to foolishness in your apologetics, trying to find a way to defeat his argument, and both of you have left the Bible. And when you do that, you're now out in the realm of foolishness, whether you win the argument or not. So if you keep dealing with him, you're going to end up just like him. Go back to Proverbs chapter 1. Look how the Lord intends to deal with him. I mean, this is rough here. Rough. You've already read verses 22 and 23. Look at this. This is really something. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They'll seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Yow! That's how the Lord deals with them. And don't think that somehow or another you're going to use your vast knowledge and apologetic skills and art of debate and somehow or another convince them. The Lord just says, I quit. I'm just going to laugh at you because the turning away of the simple shall slay them and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. He just laughs at them. And that's tragic, of course. But it's the only thing he can do. Why? Once that foolishness is set in the heart of a man, it's not coming out. Proverbs chapter 27. I know the Lord died for him. I know the Lord wants to save him. But if that foolishness is bound down in that heart when he's older, it ain't coming out. Proverbs 27:22, though thou shouldst bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Though thou shouldst bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. It's not coming out. Now listen, if you're a fool, turn at the reproof of the Lord and believe and follow his words. If you're raising a fool, go to work the biblical way to curtail his foolishness and guide him toward wisdom through his biblical authorities. And if you're dealing with a fool, be very careful. You could be wasting very valuable time. And Lord knows we don't need to be doing that with fools. Amen.
You have been listening to the Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.